T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, December 12th. The House Judiciary Committee meeting late into the night last night, talking impeachment.
The Wichita Police Department could use your help. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It's a breezy start to the morning across south central Kansas, with temperatures running well above average for this time in December. But it looks like big changes are on the way this weekend. Our complete forecast is coming up.
The House Judiciary Committee began considering specific articles of impeachment against President Trump in a session last night.
In his opening statement, Chairman Jerry Nadler saying the committee owes it to the American people
to give these articles close attention and to describe their factual basis, meaning, and importance.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins couldn't believe it when Nadler called the markup session an important and solemn occasion.
Amazing at best, hilarious, I guess, at worst, that we come to, quote, an solemn and amazing moment. We've been on this path since November 2016.
The session to debate and offer amendments to the articles of impeachment resumes this morning. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A 32-year-old suspect is dead after he tried to enter a home in the 1800 block of South Topeka early yesterday. The suspect went to the home armed with a gun. When he knocked, a 35-year-old man denied him entry. Police say that's when a fight broke out. Both the suspect and the victim fired at each other. Officers arrived at the home, found both men with gunshot wounds, both hospitalized. The suspect has died. Police believe that this shooting was drug-related. An increase in Wichita homicides in recent weeks has police asking the public for help.
There have been 33 criminal homicides this year in Wichita, nearly a dozen over the last 5 weeks. The increase in violence has Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey concerned. He's asking for help from the public because of the strain it's putting on the entire department.
It's not like the one-hour TV show where they solve a homicide in an hour and the person's going to jail as you turn off the TV show.
In some cases, the public can help if they choose to talk. However, Ramsey says it's not uncommon to have people who don't want to cooperate with homicides.
For many reasons. Fear, want to do vigilante revenge.
Police say Crime Stoppers works great. You can always call their tip line at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers offering a reward of up to $2,800 for a tip leading to the arrest of anyone involved in the recent vandalism and theft case of Christmas lights at the Ark of Sedgwick County. Earlier in the month, suspects caused about $2,000 in losses after the singing bulb's light display was damaged and the computer control box stolen. The display was repaired after an anonymous donor stepped in and helped the display come back to life. The Ark of Sedgwick County helps individuals with developmental disabilities, but it's fallen victim in some years to vandalism and theft. Citizens may submit tips by calling the Crime Stoppers hotline, 267-2111. The Sedgwick County Commission approving a new contract with SMG Management to continue operating Intrust Bank Arena in downtown Wichita.
The new deal starts January 1st and goes to the year 2030 and possibly to 2035 if the county makes $1.7 million over the next decade. SMG will provide $1.50 of each per-ticket facility fee to be used exclusively for arena capital improvement projects. The county will match that starting in 2021. Commissioner Jim Howell supported the new deal and what it means for the future of the arena.
This extends that significantly, and so I think we have to obviously plan ahead and have a plan and take care of our facility.
Under the agreement, the arena's reserve fund is projected to extend to the year 2040. SMG will also invest $250,000 into the arena. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The U.S. government suspects that Iran is responsible for a series of rocket attacks on joint U.S.-Iraqi military facilities in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning Iran.
I'd like to turn to the Islamic Republic of Iran, As long as its malign behavior continues, so will our campaign of maximum pressure. Today, I'm announcing designation of three Iranian transportation companies that helped Iran import items for its weapons of mass destruction programs.
Nine rocket attacks have been launched on or near Iraqi facilities during the last 5 weeks. The most recent attack happened on Monday. Why are workers in Maryland so happy and they're magically delicious? We'll give you details on those stories and more, and we'll check in with officials from the Wichita Airport for a special event coming up shortly. We'll have all that coming up next. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A very happy group of workers at one company in Maryland.
Employees of a Baltimore, Maryland real estate firm can worry a little less about their holiday bills this year. This after founder and chairman Edward St. John surprised them at the company's annual holiday celebration with news they're sharing a $10 million bonus. The bonus is paid on years of service, with the average employee getting $50,000. According to the company, that's in addition to their regular year-end bonus. St. John says he's thankful for every employee and couldn't think of a better way to show it. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
How about this for a sweet treat? They're magically delicious.
Pillsbury releasing limited edition Lucky Charms cookie dough filled with marshmallows from the cereal. Shapes like clovers, rainbows, blue moons, hearts, and horseshoes. The ready-to-make packs, which make about 12 cookies, selling for $2.50. The Instagram account, The Junk Food Aisle, the first to spark buzz about it, posting a photo of the colorful packaging. Foodies say they've seen them at Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons. The cookies reportedly rolling out nationally in January, but will only be around until April. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
8:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Some heavy traffic right now. Looks to be mostly northbound on I-135, and it's just north of Kellogg. That's what we're seeing right now out in traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast here on this Thursday. Got a couple of nice days coming up here. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A trough of low pressure is moving across the plains today, spreading in some clouds, and we become mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a bit windy with a high 54. Clouding up again tonight, our low 36, and then clearing on Friday afternoon with a high warming to 58. Late in the weekend, we have an increasing chance of snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south that is mostly cloudy and 41 degrees here on this Thursday, December 12th. And as we talk about things that are going on in the Wichita area, we do have an event coming up, a conference put on by the Wichita Airport Authority. And let's get more about this and the details from Valerie Wise, Air Service Development Marketing Manager at the airport. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I think I need some of that Lucky Charm cookie dough.
Yeah, we slice some of that off, we'll be bouncing all over the walls. Little energy boost. Hey, you've got something called the Business Travel Boot Camp coming up in January. Tell me about this.
Yes, this is a conference for people who book travel for their companies. So travel managers or those administrative assistants that are tasked with booking travel, or if you book your own business travel, this is for you. We have some really good speakers coming in from out of town, and they'll be talking about some new technologies that are coming up to help with your booking experience, some new apps and things like that. We've also got four airline sales managers. We've got United, American, Delta, and Southwest that will be here. So this will be a great opportunity for you to bend their ear and tell them what your travel needs are or what your issues are, and really good networking experience with them. We also will be talking about the airline industry and our challenges. We have our consultants coming in to talk about our strategies and how our companies can help when they book travel, how we can work better together so that their bookings and their travel are more in alignment with what we're trying to accomplish here.
This is going to be on January 30th at the Conference Center at the hotel at Old Town. Now, is this something you've done before, or is this a new concept?
This is a new concept. This is the first time we've done something like this. You know, I talk with a lot of travel managers. I get feedback from time to time, but I've always wanted to try to find a better way that we can work together. And so that's how it started. And then I've worked with some of the local travel managers from Coke, Cargill, Spirit, Textron, and Sunflower Travel as we put together this agenda. So it's been something that's been on the back burner for quite some time, and now we're finally doing it.
What do you hope at the end of the day comes out of that event on January 30th?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll have a better way of communicating between our companies, our business travelers, our travel managers, so that we have a better opportunities to enhance their service, because they're providing me the much needed information. You know, that the airlines can look at data all day, but they want to know what is fueling the demand. What are the developments going on in a business that could support, for instance, Washington, D.C. service or San Francisco service? So I'm hoping that we'll have better dialogue, better communications, that we'll be able to maybe change some of the way we're booking so that those business travelers, those bookings can be more in alignment with what we're trying to accomplish.
We're talking with Valerie Wise from the Wichita Airport Authority. They have a big event coming up. Business Travel Boot Camp will be on January 30th at the Conference Center at the hotel at Old Town. Valerie, if people want to sign up, how can they do so?
Go to our website, flywichita.com, and you'll see a promotion on our homepage for Business Travel Boot Camp. I'd also like to say that United Airlines is giving away 2 first-class round-trip tickets at this event.
Hey, so somebody, yeah, somebody will get a nice flight out of this.
So it's well worth attending.
Yeah, well, and sharing of ideas and some breakout sessions and a lot of good information will be delivered in that event coming up on January 30th at the Business Travel Boot Camp hosted by the Wichita Eisenhower National Airport. Speaking of which, Valerie, how are things shaping up here towards the end of 2019? It's been another good year for the airport, I believe.
Right. Our traffic is up between 6 and 7%. I think that we'll finish the year strong. It'll be a record year. And so we're quite pleased with that. We've had 16 consecutive months of increased traffic. So I'm getting a little bit nervous because that's not going to go up forever. But we're finishing pretty strong this year.
Is that part of a trend? Are other airports nationwide seeing that, or are we a little bit unusual?
The other airports have had increases, but I've been following some of our regional airports, and their traffic is down a little bit. So as far as our region is concerned, we're bucking the trend.
All right. And, of course, things get super busy this time of year, but I think people are having positive experiences when they fly out of the Wichita Airport, aren't they?
That's what I hear. I have very positive feedback from our travelers, and right now the terminal is all decorated for Christmas. It's beautiful. We have area schools coming out now to perform Christmas music, and that's been a wonderful experience if you're traveling through here. Yesterday we had a jazz band from Smoky Hill High School. They were fantastic. So we've got a couple groups today. So I hope that as people come out and spend some time and listen to them, it's wonderful.
Fantastic. Good information. And once again, if people want to sign up for the Business Travel Boot Camp, what website do they go to?
Flywichita.com.
A lot of great information there. Hey, Valerie, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the rest of the year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Good job. Thanks for being with us today. That's Valerie Wise. She is the Air Service Development and Marketing Manager at the Wichita Airport Authority. Thanks, Valerie. Always good to check in with her and see what's going on out at the airport. And I think it's been another good year for, 16 consecutive months?
Wow, yeah.
On the grow. How about that? Good stuff. Thanks, Valerie. It's 8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and check in on what's going on in the world of sports. Last night in Manhattan, Kansas, we had the Wildcats of Kansas State taking on Alabama State. And, this wasn't even close. K-State was up 52-16 at halftime. Final score, Wildcats 86, Alabama State 41. K-State piled up a season high 29 assists in this game. So the offense was flowing and getting easy shots all the way around. That's tied for fourth most assists in school history. Xavier Sneed had 20 points. He made 8 of his 10 shots. Cartier Jada had a career-high 10 assists. All right, so that leaves the Wildcats with a record of 6-3 now on the season. Get some other basketball action last night, including Butler Community College and men's JUCO play. Heading into the Christmas break with one more game, Butler had to go a long way off to the northwest corner of the state. Goodland taking on Northwest Kansas Tech, the Butler Grizzlies. Dennis Higgins had the call of the game. That was on Sports Radio KFH.
Shot clock to 3. White with a long right wing 3 is off the front of the rim and in. It went in. It hit the front of the rim and it just rolled over and in. So a 3 just before the buzzer.
Hey, nicely done. And the Butler goes on to win the game 93-73. So the Grizzlies head into the Christmas break on a 3-game winning streak with a record of 11-3 on the season. The Butler women also won in Goodland last night by 14 points. The Butler ladies go into the Christmas break having won 6 of their last 8. The Hutchinson Community College women are ranked 7th in the nation, and they won again. Boy, did they. Beat Cloud County 101-35. The Hutchinson women are on a 6-game winning streak. They're unbeaten on home court. They're now 12-1 going into the Christmas break, and they're ranked 7th in the nation. In the NBA last night, we had action for the Charlotte Hornets as they were in Brooklyn taking on the Nets. Massive game for the Hornets for former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham. Some of the action on the Hornets radio network.
Devontae with 3 on the shot clock, drives a deep 3, got it again! Oh my! Devontae Graham, 40 in the ball game, and the Hornets lead 111-106.
Yeah, 40 points for Devontae Graham, a career high, as the Hornets beat the Nets 113-108. Back-to-back wins for the Charlotte Hornets as Devontae Graham is just piling up huge numbers right now in the starting lineup for the Hornets. Talking football, it's the Kansas City Chiefs weekly Chiefs Kingdom show at 6 o'clock tonight. Of course, the Chiefs have already clinched the division title. They're hosting the Broncos on Sunday afternoon. You can listen to the Chiefs Kingdom show this evening at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then after the Chiefs Kingdom show, we have pro football. Thursday night football in the NFL is the first place Baltimore Ravens host the New York Jets. The Ravens are a 16.5-point favorite. They are one of the hottest teams in the league right now as the Ravens are on a 9-game winning streak. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Ravens-Jets over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Sports with Steve and Ted. It's 8:21 with Steve and Ted in the morning. We've got traffic and weather coming your way and corruption at the FBI. More on that during the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And now it's time for some Chiefs football brought to you by Superior Rents Equipment Rental.
It's time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.